from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. NASA is facing budget cuts, and the biggest loss of funding may be to its Mars missions. The Obama administration's budget for the space agency was released last week. One California-based NASA project is likely to get more money. The SOFIA Flying Observatory, which is basically a telescope mounted on an airplane, is thought to be more nimble and cost-effective than other projects. Reporter Lauren Summer recently caught a ride.
NASA 747 Heavy, climb and maintain.
It's 4 in the morning, and I'm flying on a 747 somewhere over the Pacific Ocean. This isn't the kind of flight where you get a bag of peanuts. The cabin is packed with astronomers who are hunting for stars.
So is the star there, and
we're
tracking?
Yes, it is. We're tracking on AOI-2.
This is NASA's new flying observatory, known as SOFIA, or the Stratospheric Observatory for Infrared Astronomy. Once upon a time, this 747 carried passengers for Pan Am. But NASA ripped out all those seats to make room for a 17-ton telescope.
Okay, go ahead and start taking pictures now.
How does the telescope see out? Well, NASA engineers cut a hole in the side of the plane so the telescope can pinpoint faraway stars. They also removed a lot of the insulation, so it's cold and loud in here, which is why the researchers are talking over an intercom.
We've got two stars to the right.
Tonight we're flying zigzags across the ocean for 10 hours. And if the scientists on board are as tired as I am, they certainly aren't showing it.
Yeah, for me, this is very exciting.
Ian McLean is a professor at the University of California, Los Angeles. He usually works on the ground.
All my career has been ground-based astronomy, so it's only my second flight.
McLean says there's a good reason to do astronomy here at 41,000 feet. The atmosphere is thinner, which means it's easier for the telescope to see the stars. One way to get clear of the atmosphere altogether is to put a telescope into space, like the Hubble. But that's expensive, and it takes years to put a space mission together.
By the time you get a mission into orbit, the technology you're using is relatively old. Here we can stay state-of-the-art all the time.
McLean says the SOFIA telescope could show astronomers something that's considered a holy grail in their field, seeing a star being born. It happens in huge dusty clouds, stellar nurseries, as McLean calls them.
The cloud is huge, light years across, and is gradually contracting to form a whole nursery of stars.
But there's a problem. Astronomers can't see what's happening inside the clouds because, once again, they're made of dust, and it's hard to see through.
We don't mean dust bunnies, but we mean little, tiny little grains of solid materials. Doesn't matter how big a telescope you have, you can't see inside it.
That's why SOFIA looks at a special kind of light called infrared light. If you look through a telescope on the ground, you're looking at the visible light from space, the light our eyes can see. Infrared light is invisible to us, but it penetrates space dust, which means the telescope can see through the dust too.
You get to see what you can't see with your eye. It's like a window's been opened.
A window onto the mysterious way that stellar nurseries give birth to young stars. McLean says catching a star as it's forming can reveal clues about how our own solar system formed. But star birth isn't the only thing these researchers want to see. They're also looking at the way stars die.
I'm going to move the telescope.
As the plane makes a sharp right turn, the telescope focuses on an object called NGC 7027. It's a planetary nebula, also known as a dying star.
Let me take a look at some data before giving a definitive answer, but we got all we could do right now.
McLean and his team are capturing an infrared image of the nebula, which is about 3,000 light years away. They can also see what it's made of.
All right, I'm going to set us up for spectroscopy, but I need you to...
McLean was swamped while the telescope was gathering data, so we chatted later over the intercom. I asked him, what did it look like?
It has a distinctive shape. It's oval. There's a hole in the middle. That's because it literally is a shell of gas that came off the star.
7027 is dying because the star has run out of fuel, the same fate that our own sun will face in about 5 billion years. As it dies, the star casts off its outer layers, shedding huge amounts of material to form a cloud around it. But it's not entirely a sad story.
It won't be wasted. The material that was thrown off by that star, its dying phase, somewhere, billions, perhaps billions of years from now, will find its way into a new star and the planets that form around it.
From dead stars come new stars and planets like our own. The oxygen and nitrogen in our bodies came from a star. The cosmos is within us. As astronomer Carl Sagan once said, we're made of star stuff.
NASA 747 Heavy, ground contact tower.
As the sky begins to lighten, we descend towards the Dryden Aircraft Operations Facility in Southern California, where the plane is based. The SOFIA telescope, now getting some upgrades, will soon return to the skies three times a week. Astronomers from around the world are lining up to get on board. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
You can see some of the images captured by the SOFIA telescope on our website. That's at kqed.org/quest.
Support for Quest is provided by the Videz Family Foundation and the Wincote Foundation.